We are on the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph at 6 o'clock. We are on the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We listed the Shniyot. I know I'm going to start again with a little piece of Gemara. We're going to start the Gemara from 5 lines to the bottom. Amar Rav, Arba Noshim Yeshlem Heftik. 4 of the 8 have a stop, meaning it's only them. It's not the generation above them. And 4 go on and on, upwards and upwards. Nakut Yadit Rav Yadit Klas. And Rav knew 3 of them, but couldn't figure out which is the 4th one. He knew 3 that don't go. That don't go above. But he didn't know the 4th one. Do Rashi. We're going to start with Rashi. Second line of the wide lines. Dalad Nashim Shniyas Deshlam Hefsik Shalamalam Hemelumatim Hemutter. Above or under is Mutter. Avalacheris, the other 4, he got Amy Mai, and Rashi gives an example of the ones that continue, a mother's mother. Ain lo Hefsik, there is no Hefsik. Shalamaila Hemenu Atsoiv Kaladiris. Havinami Shniyas. And now the Bach adds words here. Hayo ve'imay min ha'tayra. A mother is biblical. A grandmother is a shniyah. So since there is a biblical erva in this line, straight up, a mother is an erva, and a grandmother is a shniyah. So a person's mother is an erva. A person's grandmother is a shniyah. And therefore, they continue straight up because there is an erva deraisa in that line. It's not because of an other kind of erva. It's right in that line, mother, grandmother. So it moves up to great-grandmother and great-great-grandmother as well, because we're dealing to protect an erva deraisa that's in that very line, for that lack of better word.
So Shni is
drabbanon. Shni is drabbanon. It's rabbinic, right? V'chein eshes avi aviv. Same thing would be true, a grandfather's wife, right? Father's wife is a deraisa. So a grandfather's wife is a shniya. Since a father's wife is a deraisa, it's all fathers straight up. All fathers straight up are deraisa, are drabanans as well. Meaning there's a deraisa and a father's wife. Drabanan added a grandfather's wife. But the reason they added that grandfather's wife was to protect the deraisa of a father's wife. So a grandfather and a great-grandfather and a great-great-grandfather are all the same protection. Because in that line of father, there is an erva deraisa. And therefore, when they added, they kept on adding upwards because it's to protect an existing erva deraisa in that line. I'm going to explain it as I go along. The chen eim aviyaviv, right? The other one of the one was eim aviv, right? Father's mother. Is a shniyah, right? Right. The father's mother is a shniyah. Now the father's mother is because grandmother was put into the picture, right? She goes together with mother's mother, because since people call grandmother the same, since she goes together with mother's mother. So since by mother's mother we go straight up, because grandmother is what we're going. So we include all grandmothers straight up. V'chein l'mayilam hemat loyilam. Usher. G'gon eishes avi avi aviv, avi eim avi 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 aviv. V'nokut yadei rab yadei klas, l'fruche klas mahanach abov. He has 3 of the 4 that don't go up. Av revias l'havi yada, mahi, he didn't know which 4th one didn't go all the way up. Av a gemara av a gamad abeninu. He did have a mesira that there's 4, but he only knew 3. Now he's going to tell you the 3. Let's take the 3 he tells us. Eches achia ein min av. The wife of a mother's brother, paternal. Now, there is no erva on the mother's brother's side. There's no erva, deraisa. This shniyah was created to protect the father's paternal brother's wife. The mother's side, mother's brother's wife, has no erva deraisa. In that family, there is no erva deraisa. It was a shniyah created to protect a different family. It was created to protect a different family. Because we had an erva of a father's paternal brother's wife, and we added a father's maternal brother's wife to protect the father's paternal brother. So we also added a mother's paternal brother, because there's paternal involved. But that's not an erva that's protecting anything in its own line. There's nothing in that line that has to be protected. It's a protection for a different line of relatives. We're asking a mother's paternal brother's wife, not because there's any derisa in mother's brother at any level, but we asked it to protect a different line, its paternal relative. So the shniya is not there to protect its own line, like mother's mother is protecting mother. It's there to protect a different line of relatives. The maternal is there to protect the paternal. So therefore, since there is no erva on that line, it only is that generation. It would not be the mother's, it would not include the mother's mother's brother. Because there's no erva derisa that we're protecting in that line of family. I hope I'm explaining myself. If we protect a line in that very family, we're makpid to take it all the way up. When we're protecting a different family, and we're adding a whole new family of Ether to protect a different family, it's only that level, not further up. So let's say mother's mother. That's a shniya to protect mother. In the family, it's in the line. So therefore we say mother's grandmother as well. Matzein Cain, a mother's brother's wife, there's no derisa in that family. Mother's brothers have no derisas. It's only drabonon to protect father's brothers, so we don't go further up. That's one. Second one, Eches Achiyav Menei, father's maternal brother. Again, there's no derisa in a father's maternal brother. Not at all. It's to protect the father's paternal brother. So we're answering family of maternal to protect paternal. So we don't go all the way up. And the third one is kalosai, which the Gemara will explain is his daughter's daughter-in-law. A son's daughter-in-law protects his daughter-in-law. It's in the line of daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law, his son's daughter-in-law.
What?
I'm sorry?
One's daughter-in-law, that's the
kalasai is a deraisa. Son's daughter-in-law picks his daughter-in-law because it's in the line of male daughters. His daughter's daughter-in-law is totally protecting his son's daughter-in-law. The reason we ask his daughter's daughter-in-law, his daughter's daughter-in-law is not similar to his daughter-in-law. His son is similar to him. It's a male's daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law, his son's daughter-in-law. His daughter's daughter-in-law is to protect his son's daughter-in-law. So therefore, we're not going to take it to his daughter's daughter-in-law. Because it's not in the family, in the daughter's family, there is no daughter-in-law. In the male family, his daughter-in-law is a deraisa. So his son's daughter-in-law was to protect the deraisa. His son's daughter-in-law will also be usher. Yes?
Rabbi, I should have asked this question a little bit earlier. The reason we usser mother's 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 mother is that's a rabbanan. That's not derisa, correct?
Oh, there's only one derisa, the mother.
Right. But we're not saying it's a derisa just because it's a protection, so nobody's confused. Here, when we talk about a mother's paternal brother's wife and then her mother, et cetera, et cetera. We decide, or the Ravonim decide, there's no confusion there. But if there's already a rabbinic prohibition because of the fear of confusion, why does that not apply to the generations going up from the paternal brother side? I don't understand.
I'm trying to drive home today. Whenever we're protecting a deraisa in the very family that we're dealing with, we go up and up and up. whenever this family was only banned not to get confused with a different kind of family, then we only do it basic and we don't go up. That's how the Rabbanan decided to operate. Let's take the case.
Well, I understand the rule. I'm trying to understand why the idea was, the basic idea here was, that one was less confusing than the other. That,
I don't think it's a matter of confusing. I think it's a... The truth is, I guess the way the Gemara understands it is, we're more protective of an immediate deraisa than of a side deraisa, for lack of a better way of explaining it. So we're
so,
more
so why should that be? Why should that be? If both of them are biblically...
Honestly,
if
don't know.
Both grandmothers are biblically permitted, why would we be more protective other than a fear? I'm just trying to understand the basic reasoning. Other than a fear of confusion and someone making a mistake here.
I don't know. I don't know why they wrote the law that way. I don't know. The truth is, I don't know. Yeah, but you had a question?
Yes. We said we did a zero of, or not zero, but they instituted mother's brother's wife to father's brother's wife. Did we have an example earlier where an uncle would pass away of childless and the father can't be used, he's not around? The nephew is allowed to be used?
Absolutely not. We had a question based on, can I please answer? We had a Havamina that we should learn out from light, from Achva, that there is a mitzvah of Yibam, but there is none.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Avram, what did you want
to
say?
Okay, Zakrashi.
He levad the shnia. She herself is a shnia. Aval eishes achi ein imay, but his mother's brother, buteres. The eishes achi ein mina av minay levad the shnia. Aval eishes achi avi aviv, but his father's paternal brother is a deraisa. So his father's paternal brother would be aser, and his father's paternal brother would be aser. Because in the family of father's brother, there is a deraisa, father's paternal brother. Where am I up to? Oh, yeah. I lost myself. Right. Right. The time up. There is protecting of a direct erba deraisa, an imay. Meishes avi aviv yesh b'deraisa eishes av deraisa. His grandfather's wife, his father's wife is a deraisa. So there's a deraisa in father's wife, so we extend it to grandfather's wife, right? So we go up again. V'eim aviv nami avagav l'shaycha b'deira erba deraisa. So Rashi has a problem. His father's wife is not protecting any deraisa. His father's mother. But Ela Hefsig Vasurav Aim Avi Aviv, the Mikhlif of Aimai. Because that's because grandmothers get confused. So we put all grandmothers in the same category. Even though we don't put all aunts in the same category, we will put grandmothers in the same category. Kalasai? Yes, Lahefsik. The Kaman Parak Hekashim Kalasai Badishniya. The daughter in law is not a Shniya, a Deraisi. Umataritz Aim Kalas Bitai. The Cheshvinu El Bishniya. Daughter in law was a Shniya. Kamarav, the Yes, Lahefsik. In the daughter's family, there is no daughter-in-law, right? His son's daughter-in-law, ain't lo hefsek. His daughter-in-law, his son's daughter-in-law, that's in the male side of the family. So the son's daughter-in-law protects his daughter-in-law, so therefore the son's daughter-in-law is also us. His daughter's daughter-in-law doesn't protect his daughter-in-law. There's no daughters-in-law through females. Therefore, it's only to protect the son's daughter-in-law. It's to keep all daughter-in-laws equal. So we do that for one generation, but we don't take it any further down than that. I hope I explained myself. Zirimaitsev, av eishes av eimai. Ziri adds the fourth one. The fourth one would be his mother's father's wife. That was one of the shniyas. His mother's father's wife. Right? Again, it's not protecting a direct line. His mother's father's wife. It's not protecting, there's no Isser Erva in his mother's father's wife in any of the family. It's to protect the father's wife. It's in the that way, so it's a side erva. Amr Nachum by Yitzchak, v'simonech the Eloi de Rav. It's one generation above Rav. Meaning, it's because Rav counts the three as mothers. You don't go up two generations. Let me try to explain. By this one, it's the father's it's the father's, the mother's father's wife is a shniya. So Nachman by Yitzchak is saying that it doesn't go up to the mother's father's father's wife. Whereas the Rav's Ervas, two of them at least, were mother's brother, equal to the mother's generation, and it doesn't go up one generation. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is talking about something that did go up one generation, and he's saying it doesn't go up two generations. So it's to remember it as a mnemonical aid, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's one is one generation further up than Rav's. Rav had two of them that were mother's brothers and didn't go up to mother's mother's brother or to father's father's brother, maternal, right? It went across and it didn't go up one generation. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is talking in the case that it did go up one generation and it's not going up two generations. So to remember it, remember he's talking about a generation higher than Rav. It's not explaining anything. It's a mnemonical aid to remember what he's talking about. For Rav, my time, why didn't Rav say that? Because Mikvalei Be'esha said the other. To him, a mother's father's wife and a father's father's wife, people get confused because it's grandparents' wives. And therefore, he considers that one. He does, even though it's one family for another family, it's there, it's much more confusing than different aunt relationships. Rashi. Eishes avi'imai yesh lehefzik. V'sharin and eishes avi'imai. We are mater eishes avi'imai. His mother's grandfather's wife. Hoyim l'shachem dar salom l'ishes av deraisa. V'simen hod oisiv ziri iloi derav. Udar echad l'maylu mishniyas derav. It's one generation above. The chash of eishes achiyayim. V'zusha ziri zar echad l'maylu. Like Rav went mother's brother, which is the same generation as mother. That we didn't go a generation up, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak is talking in a case where we did go a generation up, and we're not going two generations up. So it's just to remember it, he's talking about a generation higher. Let me just do one more Rashi. Eishes avi'imai, michlava, be'eishes avi'aviv. The Yomer yesh lo hefzik. If you're going to say that there's a hefzik, also the memer be'eishes avi'aviv, yesh lo hefzik. We'll say, a grandfather's wife is awesome, we'll say a great grandfather's wife is mutter. We'll also make a voice and say, she's a derisa. There, a father's wife is a derisa, so we want to go all the way up. So Rav feels, once you go all the way up with grandfather's wives, you have to go on the mother's side that way too. Even though the mother's side, there's no erva derisa in grandparents' wives, but since grandparents' wives get confused, so we that's considered one kind of thing. Yes.
Rav also
thought
four, but he only remembered three.
He only figured out three. Because he didn't understand which one would be the fourth.
And
Nachman Yitzchak.
What?
He argues
on Rav Zera? Zera
adds the fourth. No, Ziri, my Zera, I'm sorry. Right. Rav, he doesn't argue. He doesn't see why that should not have a hefsek. He doesn't understand it. Based on his understanding of what we should add, to him, he doesn't see a fourth case that should be no hefsek. He doesn't see a difference between a father's grandfather's wife and a father's great-grandfather's wife and a mother's grandfather's wife and a mother's great-grandfather's wife because it's all grandparents' wives. And to him, it's one and the same, even though they're two families. And Ziri says, the bottom line is it's not the same. One is paternal, one is maternal. By the aunts, Rav agreed that we don't mix maternal aunts with paternal aunts. So Ziri said the same thing as with grandparents. And to Rav, it's too together. Dr. Gemara, Uziri, why doesn't he afraid that you'll confuse it? People go more to their paternal family than maternal family. There's a distinct difference in people's behavior between maternal and paternal families. And therefore, they won't get confused between the two. That's what Ziri holds. People spend more time with their paternal family than they do with their maternal family. I think it has to do with Yerusha. In those days, Yerusha only went paternally. So the family who stuck around was the family people Yarshin from. And therefore, that's the maternal family with a quote-unquote no contact. Yerusha doesn't pass. The closeness is not as close. Rav holds people get confused between the two. Ziri says, look where people spend their time. They spend more time with their paternal family than maternal family so they can know the difference. See, this is cultural. Today you would say it's probably not true. But in those days, that's the way it was. Rashi, Hasim Shir to Azul, the Mishmachas on the Aviv, Adam Ragu Leilach. People go to their paternal family. And he realizes that paternal family has relatives that are more usher than a mother's family. Frakti Gemara. Kalasai, the Raisi. Rav mentioned Kalasai, a daughter-in-law, as if one of the Shnias. Dr. Gemara, a Makalas Benai. What he means to say is, it's a Havamina, we're going to slug this up, that a son's daughter-in-law does not go past that. A grandson's daughter-in-law would be Mutter. Frakti Gemara, Makalas Benai, Yesh Lehesik? Is that true? But Tanya, we learned, Kalasai Erva, Kalas Benai Shnia. One's own daughter-in-law is an Erva, his son's daughter-in-law is a Shnia. And it keeps on going. A daughter's daughter-in-law does not keep on going. Why not? Okay, now Rav Chisda is going to say an interesting story. It's an interesting way in learning. He said, when I was a child, I heard this from a big person. I didn't understand what he was talking about. When I grew up, I figured out what he meant. I heard a statement. I didn't understand it. But I remember the words he said. And when I grew up, I figured out what he meant. What did he say? I heard this from a big person, Amani Rabami. I heard it from Rabami. They asked Kala, Elam Bipnei Kala. They asked her daughter-in-law because of daughter-in-law. And I didn't know what it meant. For Amuli Kaldoi, and the stargazers told me, Malaf Nahavis, you will be a teacher. So Amina, I told myself, when I was a little boy, the stargazers looked at me and said, this man is going to be a teacher. Now, he didn't ask the stargazers. You don't ask stargazers. We don't believe in asking astrologers. But the Rambam learned that stargazers have a chachma. Astrology is, to a point, real. And therefore, when a stargazer told Rav Chisda something, he took it seriously. They told Rav Chisda, you're going to be a teacher. Now, he didn't know what level teacher it would be. Would he be a teacher in first grade? In second grade? In seventh grade? Or will be a reshiva? He didn't know. So I mean, I told myself, if I end up being a big person, I'll figure out what Ravami said on my own. If I end up being a teacher of children, I'll ask them to explain it to me. At this point, I don't understand what Ravami said. I'm a little child. But the stargazers told me I'll be a teacher. So depending on the level teacher will depend whether I'll need help to figure this out or I'll figure it out by myself. Well, hashta savarta midaiti. Now, Rav Chisda said I was able to understand it on my own. Really, people don't hang around their daughter's daughter-in-law. Usually, is not as close to them as their son's daughter-in-law. Again, paternal family is much closer the maternal family. A daughter's daughter-in-law, it's their maternal family. It's his daughter. But to his daughter's family, he's the maternal family. So really, daughter's daughter-in-law is not the same level as son's daughter-in-law. But in order to keep all daughter-in-laws even, they asked it. But when it came to extending it, the bottom line is, son's daughter-in-law is in the paternal family. Daughter's daughter-in-law, it's really in the maternal family. So therefore, when it's kalosai, his son's daughter-in-law, they extend it. His daughter's daughter-in-law, they didn't extend. Because it's an added family. Because it's really through his daughter, which not as close of a relationship as his son. His daughter belongs to her husband's family. That's what it's saying. Dr. Gemara Malay Rabba Abaya, the Rabba Asberloch. I'll show it to you. In Kalasa de Bebar Tisoi. Papa, I'm going to lose the Bebar Papa. Baba. Rabashi, I'm going to lose the Bebar Mari Isik. They, you know, it's interesting. They brought examples of where families were, sons' daughters and daughters' daughters were very close. So therefore, they get confused. You don't believe me that daughters' daughters-in-law and sons' daughter-in-law would get confused? Look at that family, where all the daughters in there are there. So they brought examples where this is true. They have to bring examples because to people, how can you confuse a daughter's daughter-in-law and a son's daughter-in-law? One's sons and one's daughters. You see those families? In those families, they're all close. So you see, it can happen. So therefore, they ask it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Top Rashi. How did he count to the Shnias? The time of Prishna Lel, Vishem Batsida Tatkalas Deraisa. On the women's side, on a feminine, on the Nakeva side, there is no daughters in law that are biblical. It's an interesting machlokes b'shaydim. The Rambam holds that astrology has no bearing, it's meaningless. The Ramban holds that you're not supposed to ask an astrologer because we believe in the Rabbanu Shleilim and we believe our tefillos make a difference and we don't, but that it is a chachma, there is truth to it. So if an astrologer tells somebody something, he should not ignore it. That's the Ramban shita is. The Rambam shita is astrology is a worthless thing, it means nothing if you hear from an astrologer. And there are many gemaras that seem to be shver in the Rambam, that's why the Ramban argues. But the Ramban, this is one of the riots they bring to the Ramban. Because they took what the stargazer told them seriously. He didn't go ask the stargazer, but the stargazer told him something and he incorporated it into his. Let me just finish Rashi. You'll be a chacham. V'amin and I said, I'll be a big person. I'll be able to figure it out. I won't have to ask you. And if it means I'll be a teacher, I won't understand it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
What grade you teach a raya if you have a better brain than someone? You can be a first-grade Rebbe and have very good understanding. You're able to connect with the first-grade results. This is Svara. Rabbi Black can't come up with a Svara? He teaches first grade?
I think what he meant to say is, I don't know what level of learning I'll attain. I'll be a teacher, but if I'm big in learning, I'll be a reshiva, right? That's what I think. It didn't bother me, that question. What can I tell you?
It's easy way to remember which is the father, son, daughter-in-law, and daughter, the one that carries the same last name.
Right. That's the reason. Paternal. They also call us Vitae. The lesson of Bas Sat Kala Deraisa, Mishum Kala's Benai. The Yesh Beben Sat Kala Deraisa. On the paternal side, there is a Kala Deraisa in Asia's Benai. The lesson of the Beit Tarsoi. Shaisala Kala Saben, the Kala Sabas, Rasi Lachlufa, the Chen Kulu. They had both, and it was confusable. Okay. So at this point, we finished eight Shneas, and we explained the eight Shneas. We had eight. Now, some go all the way up, some don't go all the way up, but we had eight women that one can't marry rabbinically. Now we're going to see if the list gets expanded or not. Ibai Elohim. I think the confusing part of the Gemara is behind us, and that was the hefsek and the not hefsek. Now I think it gets easier. At least to me it got easier. This was not mentioned. We mentioned the Duraisa, the biblical erva, as a father paternal brother's wife. Because of that, Rabbanan added two shniyas. One is a father's maternal brother's wife, and one is a mother's paternal brother's wife. Again, the Duraisa is a father's paternal brother's wife. Father's brother from one father's wife. They answered Rabbanan, a father's maternal brother's wife, and a mother's paternal brother's wife. How about a mother's maternal brother's wife? Is that included also? Was that also included in Shnias? We're answering father's brother's maternal, father's maternal brother's wife, mother's paternal brother's wife. Did they also answer mother's maternal? Where there's no paternal side at all. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Was that also a Shnia? Did they expand it to that level as well? Ibailu.
Is it great
uncle or uncle? Uncle. Again, Midaraisa, a person's not allowed to marry his father's brother's wife if the father's brother is a paternal brother. So therefore, Reuven cannot marry Esav's wife. However, Reuven can marry Leah's brother's wife, his mother's brother's wife. There's no issa d'oraisa. In fact, if Yaakov would have had a maternal brother, he didn't, right, from not paternal, he would be able to marry that man's wife also, d'oraisa. The only d'oraisa is the father's paternal brother's wife, not a father's maternal brother's wife. Not a mother's brother's wife at all. Came to Rabbanan and added two for sure. They said father's maternal brother's wife and a mother's paternal brother's wife. How about a mother's maternal brother's wife? That's the question. Right. Maybe they only asked the two. The father's maternal and the mother's paternal, because there's a paternal side. The father is paternal, his brother, and the mother, who is maternal, but her paternal brother. At least there's a paternal side to this relative. But a mother's maternal, there's no paternal into it. Or maybe they answer that one as well. That's the Shaila of the Gemara, Rashi. Since there's a paternal side, it lends itself to believe that we would ask her because of the deraisa of father's paternal wife. I don't know why she's not. Maybe there's no difference. Amar of Safra. So Rav Safra said, he goof gzeira, manan neikim benig zegzeira legzeira. Ashnias are gzeira. So now you want to add a new layer, a new lady, a new family? The whole reason we offered him a mother's paternal brother's wife was because of father's paternal. Now you want to add mother's maternal because of mother's paternal? Isn't that extending it too far? Aren't we doing this anyway by Shnias? Imai Erva. Right? Imai is an erva, biblical. Aim Imai Shnia. His grandmother, right? His mother's mother is a Shnia. Gazru al Aim Aviv, Mishamaim Imai. Then they said a father's mother is Aser. Why did they ask her a father's mother? Because of a mother's mother. Isn't that Exera Lexera? The time Imai, Kulu Debeim, Arabsi Karale. Because they're all called grandmother. Aishas Aviv, erva. Father's wife is an erva. Aishas Avi Aviv, Shnia. His grandfather's wife is a Shnia. The Gazra Aishas Aviimai, they asked his mother's father's wife, Misham Aishas Aviyavim. In her family, there's no Deraisa. They asked his mother's father's wife because of his father's father's wife. Didn't we do a double Xavier there? And the answer to that is, the time of my Kulu de Bayabarabba Karale. They're all called grandfather's wives. So the same thing here. Aishas Aviyav Menav, a father's paternal brother is an erva. Eishes achiyam ha'ein min ha'av. Sorry. Eishes achiyam ha'ein min ha'av. Sorry, I can't read. Eishes achiyam ha'av min ha'ein. A father's maternal brother, shnia. Because of eishes achiyam min ha'av, which of eishes achiyam min ha'ein. And they expanded it to a mother's paternal brother to protect the father. So, the time of my, Mishum the Kula of the Bay died the Karlu, because they're all called uncles. So don't call this Exera. The whole concept of Shnia is to take people that are called the same name and consider it one Xera. Grandmothers are called one name, grandfathers' wives are called one name, aunts are called one name. So why are you answering me it's Exera, as if we're not doing the whole Shnia as Exera? It's to protect the name. So aunt is a name. So what's the halacha? We don't know. So what's the halacha? So we have a shiloh. You could say it's included, you could say it's not included. But the gzera is not going to answer it. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is not saying I know what's included. All Rav is saying is, don't come with gzera, because by shnia, we protect the name. Now the question is, how far did they go? I don't know. But don't answer it with gzera. Rashi. Dr. Ashi. He goes, this means all of them. It means some of them. Amy Mashnia, Shasmukha Larva. Gazu Rabban Al Amav, Shema Tarerva. His father's mother is no Tarerva. His mother's father is no Tarerva. Shema Mimai. His father's mother was asked because of his mother's mother. Time of my, Ashes Abi Avishnia, Shasmukha Lashesav. The Gazu Rabban Al Ashes Abi Imai. His mother's father's wife. I forgot what Shag by Ishus Abderaisa. Loilamalam, Loilamatam, Shemeshus of the others. Since his father's wife was asked, so we asked his mother's father's wife. And the reason is because they're all grandfathers. So I can see the Kulu de Beidaidikur a little. Like a Sina Rabbasi, we don't understand the word Rabbasi. So we're still looking for the answer. Meaning, it's possible that it was included, and it's possible that it wasn't included. Zok de Gemara, Tashima. The Chiyasi Rabbi Yehuda Bashila, this is a very interesting Gemara statement. When Rabbi Yehuda Bashila Omar came, he said, from Eretz Yisrael, and again, I've mentioned this numerous times, they did not have fax machines or email or computers. They had no way of getting information from Eretz Yisrael, only by word of mouth. So when people came from Eretz Yisrael, Talmidei Chachamim, they gave over things that had been said in Eretz Yisrael because there was no way of communication. So there were certain people that when they came, they became sources of halachas that were said in Eretz Yisrael. So here came Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shila, and he said as follows. Amri b'marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Kol shebin akeva erva, b'zachar gazra lishtoi mishim shniya. Now, this rule does not work. But he set a rule. Whenever the female is an erva, the male's wife would be a shnia. Meaning, theoretically, okay, they're both ervas, what I'm going to say now. But if a person's sister is an erva, a person's brother's wife is a shnia. Now, it happens to me she's a deraisa. I'm just trying to show what I mean. Whenever the person's female relative of that level is a deraisa, his male relative's wife of that level would be a shnia. That's what the rule they said in Eretz Yisrael is. Now, as we will show, the rule is not true. The rule is not true. So the rule is not a rule. So we have to find at least one case where that rule is true. Because they set a rule, it's got to apply somewhere.
It's wrong.
Is he wrong?
It seems that the call is wrong, but the Gemara feels that it has to find one case where it applies. Now, frankly, Gemara, is that true? The Amar Rava Klalahu? I'll show you not. Kamay say erva. His mother's mother is an erva. What would be the male analogy? What is that the word? The male equal. What?
Counterpart.
To a mother's mother would be a mother's father's wife. Right? The female is an erva. Based on Eretz Yisrael rule, a mother's father's wife should be an erva. It's the male counterpart of the female deraisa, and it's not true. Eish is chum of his mutter. One is allowed to marry the father-in-law's wife, his father-in-law's other wife. They never asked that. The rule is not true. Eish is chum of erva, eish is chum of muteris. Next. Bat chum of erva. Your mother-in-law's daughter, which is your wife's sister, is an erva. Eish is ben chum of muteris. Your mother-in-law's son's wife is mutter. A person can marry his wife's brother's wife after he dies or divorces her. Based on their Marava rule, whenever you have a female erva, the male counterpart's wife is rabbinically forbidden. So if a person's wife, mother, person's wife's sister is biblical, a person's wife's brother's wife should be rabbinic. And it's not true. So the rule is not true. Again, the Gemara will get there. That's where I got it from, this Gemara coming up. Next, Eishes, right, where are we up to? Bas Chomov Erva, his father-in-law's daughter, is also his wife's sister, is an Erva, Eishes Ben Chomov Muteres. His father-in-law's son's wife, his mother's brother's wife, is Mutter. One is from the mother's side, one is the father's side, they're Mutter. Chargosay Erva, his stepdaughter is an erva. His wife's daughter is an erva. Eishes charga muteres. His stepson's wife is muter. Bas chargas erva. His stepdaughter's daughter is an erva. Eishes ben charga muteres. His stepdaughter's son's wife is muter. He's just trying to go through and saying the rule is not true. So frek the gemar v'hadar of Yehuda bar Shila l'su yamai. So then what did Rabbi Yehuda bar Shila mean? He said over a halacha, and it had no application. My love, lasuya eisha sachiyei minayim. Must be that it's coming to include a mother's maternal brother's wife. Why? Chosha b'nekeva erva. His mother's sister is an erva. So b'zachar gazu ishta mishim shniyam. So they were geyser, the mother's brother's wife, because of the mother's sister.
But
a mother's sister is aser.
Is it a matter of its meaning of
no difference. We're saying even minayim, because a mother's sister, even maternal, is aser, to deraisa. So a mother's brother's wife is ishniya. That's what Rabbi Yehuda bar Shila must have been referring to. So because he said something, and it has to apply somewhere, and we can't figure out another case it should apply, so we prove our shayla. That aim is a shniya, because any time the female is a deraisa, they added the male's wife. Frek the Gemara, my shnahani. But we just proved the rule wrong. So how can you say that we have to apply it in one case? Hello, if the rule's wrong, it's wrong. Dr. Gemara, and this is what I said yesterday. Habachat kedushin mikrivu, hani adik yitrei kedushin lemikrivu. In all the cases that the rule was wrong, is where they included a double marriage. A mother-in-law is a deraisa. A father-in-law's wife is a mutter, because there's a double marriage. He married his wife, and his father-in-law married a wife. So it took two marriages, so they didn't make it a shniya. Right? His wife's sister is aser. His wife's brother's wife is mutter. There's two marriages, his marriage and his wife's brother's marriage. His stepdaughter is aser. His stepson's wife is mutter. Two marriages. He had to marry the woman, and the stepson had to marry a woman. In all the cases that we didn't say that the male counterpart's wife is aser, is because there were two marriages involved. Here, his mother's sister is a deraisa. His mother's brother's wife is only one marriage. His mother's brother, there's no marriage yet. When there's one marriage, they made the male counterpart a shniya because of the female. So therefore, if Yehuda bar Shila's rule is true, when it's only one marriage. When there's two marriages, it's not true. And therefore, we prove that shaila, that a maternal brother's, mother's maternal brother's wife is aser. Because that's the case of Rabbi Yehuda bar Shila that said that any time the female is a deraisa, the male counterpart's wife is a drabanan. but only when it took one marriage to get there. But it took two marriages to get there, they didn't do it.
That's the only case.
That's why I said it's strange. He said everywhere, and it really boils down to one case.
Why did he say that they...
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, if you didn't have the other brisa of the eight relationships, maybe they didn't have that brisa marriage as well. They just had this rule.
I know. It's like, now what you're saying is speculative. I don't have an answer. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kolshim ben Nekeva Erba. Shim Haitza Nekeva Haitza Erba Lezeh, Gazru Bezachar Al Ishtai. Makulu Mefarish Lebazel, the Gemara will explain. Amar Rabba Klalu Bitnia, Batcha Haitza Erba, Shach Haitza Ishtai, it's his mother, it's his wife's sister. Right. Ma'ab Asli Eish Tzach Eminei, the Nekeva Erba, the Haitza Eminei Erba, mother's maternal sisters in Erba, the Haitza Haitza Imcha, but the Shira Baba Yivem to Beimin Ab Beimin Aim, whether it's paternal or maternal, was Achak Gazral Ishtai. So Maishnohai Maishnohana, the little Ashes Chamav, his father in law's wife, Ashes Ben Chamav, his brother in law's wife, Ben Chamaitzai, and the brother in law's wife that way, Ashes Chargoy, and his stepdaughter's wife, stepson's wife, Ben Chargoy, and his stepson's son's wife, we haven't gotten to the cave ever, but Zachamu to Ishtai. The answer is Ha'eshes Achareyayim and Av Bechat Kedushin Mekarva. The Gabi Dehai. It's one Kedushin. Shekit Shachi Imai. Av Kol Hanach Delil Lo Yekarva Le Gabi Adi Ketarti Kedushin. An Eshes Chamav Favlo's wife Be Kedushin Shekidesh Zeth Ishtai. First he married his wife this Karav Chamav Esloi. That made his father-in-law his relative. Now die in Eshes Chamav Rechaita was that. He still need a second marriage. His father-in-law's wife needs a second marriage, right? But that calls Manshali Kitchel Chamav, as long as his father-in-law didn't marry her. Chen Eishes Ben Chamav. The Kedushin Shalai Be'ishtai, when he married his wife, this Karav Ben Chamav, his brother-in-law became a relationship. Kedushin Ben Chamav Be'ishtai, now you need a second Kedushin, Chen Kumav. So at the end of the day, we're adding a new shnia, that's a mother's maternal brother's wife, and the reason it's us is because since a mother's sister, is a deraisa, they added a mother's brother's wife because there's only one kedushin. And whenever there's only one kedushin, they said the male counterpart's wife is similar to the female. Whereas where it requires a double kedushin, when it requires a double kedushin, then they never said that. So the rule of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shila is only true in one case that we know of. All the other cases he left alone.
No, all the cases we have always forever.
Yeah.
Is he talking about that?
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the original Shnia. The first one. Not talking about the up to generations, the original one.
So what we have in the Gemara sometimes it says Kula Chai Gazeri, right?
Yes.
That doesn't apply to you.
We just did. We said that we answered all grandmothers, all grandfathers' wives. That made it Chad Gzeirah. Because we incorporated all grandfathers, even though there are two kinds of grandfathers. And we're really only worried about one. But and since people get confused, we said all grandfathers.
But a lot of times, this is where they did it.
Yeah, it's one of those questions that we don't know when they did that, when they
right,
did it.
Right, I'm saying.
You're right.
They could have said, you know what, we don't have time, then we're busy. Cool Chad Gzeirah, he having
an idea. No, they don't do that. Arbitrarily, they do it because it was that way. Fine, just to point that out, we're going to point it out a number of times. Next week's schedule is 7 to 7:35. 6 to 6:35. Because that's next week. We start earlier at Sarah Simei Tshuva. Next week is 6 to 6:35. And then the week afterward, there's no Sunday. And there's no Friday next week. Sunday's first day Slichas we don't have, and Friday is Erev Rosh Hashanah. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is 6 to 6:35. The week afterwards, we start 10 to 6. And we'll worry about that when the week comes. Everybody should have a wonderful day.